Disclaimer, this is not a research by all means, and this is just a commentary by researchers from Harvard University to advise healthcare providers on how to address sexual health and activity with patients during this COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers all over the world have said that the COVID-19 virus has been found in several semen samples of patients. However, it cannot be determined as of yet whether COVID-19 can or cannot be sexually transmitted. So when we're not sure of something, we should always be wary, and this is where the commentary by several Harvard researchers come into play. This commentary ranks sexual approaches on how large the risk of infection might be. As mentioned, there are few sexual approaches in the commentary, and they are ranked according to their risk of infection. Starting from the lowest risk, of course, it is abstinence, but it's not feasible for most. Masturbation has a low risk as well, but be sure to keep everything clean. If you require more than your right/left, we do not discriminate here, and then you can always use both hands to have phone sex. However, always be careful and only do it with people that you completely trust, as people can still take screenshots and screen record you, among the other things. Sex with those whom you're quarantined with poses a risk, as there might be a possibility that the partner could have been exposed to COVID-19 when they went out for a jog, buy groceries, or run an errand. There is also the probability that the partner can be asymptomatic. If you find yourself about to have sex with a person whom you're not quarantined with, then you need to follow these precautions to keep everything safe for both parties. Avoid kissing, avoid sex partners with COVID-19 symptoms, avoid performing any oral, fecal, or urine acts, avoid semen by using protection, wear a mask, shower before and after intercourse, clean the spaces with alcohol wipes and soap when done. That sounds like quite a hassle. But no matter what it is, everyone still has their own needs. However, don't think with your genitals and rush into things without proper precautions. What we're saying is, yes, you can have sex, but you need to be smart about it. We should always remember that COVID-19 is quite infectious, and all of us have to play our parts in trying to flatten the curve. So remember to always be safe and responsible. Also read, sexual harassment cases in Malaysia are increasing during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.